Hey, can I ask you a question, bro to bro?
No.
Yes.
No. Okay. Never mind. Just bro silence. Silence for 15 minutes.
Bro to bro.
This is, I don't know if this is a question. Why is it, so culturally, it seems like having large balls is like seen as a good thing, right? So like,
wait, what?
Well, people will say like the balls on that guy, they must be huge for him to go stink to his boss like that, right?
Oh, you mean metaphor?
Like, yeah, right, okay. Like, wow, you must have some big balls to go tell the bully to fuck off or whatever.
Right.
But I think that, well, I guess the question is having big balls that much of a good thing?
Yes.
Why? What's the reasoning for large, anatomically large balls to be good?
So you're talking about literal balls with the question.
Yes.
But metaphorical balls.
With the premise.
Yeah. Well, we say he must have big balls to be that good at doing that thing or to be that
But
that
when
aggressive.
You say that, do you honestly believe that the guy has, literally has big balls?
Well, why we said they're big? Why we said they're succulent or golden? Why would we use big as the adjective?
Succulent!
I don't know.
It was just like 5 seconds of thought, and that was your...
Look at the succulent balls on that guy.
What if they were... Hey, look at those juicy balls.
To punch that cop or whatever.
Yeah. Wow. What juicy, delicious balls that guy must have. I wonder why we don't say that.
Balls. Good Lord. Doesn't matter what size they are.
Brick, you said yes. Why?
Because I think they're largely seen as a symbol of like virility and machismo.
Yeah. Symbol, yeah.
Okay,
symbol.
So it's like having a big balls. Is
having
like...
a big balls means they're full of semen and testosterone, right? So you need to really dig in and man up to do a manly thing, like stand up to somebody
and tell them to.
It's all the patriarchy controlling you, Aaron.
Yeah, but isn't really that more your heart and not your balls?
No,
in the golden heart.
But also, we're talking about the balls themselves too, not like the scrotum. Yeah.
Well, the reason I brought this up is because I was on my bike, and I was like, my balls hurt on the bike. And I was like, I wish that my balls were a bit smaller so they didn't hurt as much on the bike. But I was like, I wish they were a bit smaller so I could ride this bike easier. Hmm. And then I was like, do I have big balls? And I was like, I'm not a very stand-up kind of guy.
Stand-up, like, courageous?
Yeah. But then I was like, well, maybe I do.
That's not what stand-up guy means.
Right.
What does that mean, stand-up guy?
Doesn't
like
mean courageous.
Reliable.
It means someone like ethical and dependable.
Yeah. Oh, then I mean I'm not a very brave man.
Yeah,
right.
That's also entails bravery.
If you say he's a stand-up guy, that
I don't think of courage.
I don't think of someone. He's a guy that stands up for people, that's not the same thing.
Nobility, ethics,
similar.
So I don't metaphorically would not say that I have big balls, but on the bike they feel too big.
Maybe your bike is too big.
No.
Bikes hurt your whole...
Whoever invented a bike seat was an idiot. That's a whole separate...
It does hurt, for sure.
Yeah.
But you get like a butt callus after a while.
I don't understand why bike seats aren't more like stools.
Yeah.
Like, why does it need that thing that points between you?
Well, I think that's because that's the ball puncher. Holding you up.
But you could like have like an angled butt pad thing that you could kind of rest against that doesn't have a thing jamming in the back of your scrotum.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I also feel bad after this one, too. It didn't work out the way I wanted it to.
What did you want to have?
I don't know.
I think, like most of our old bro to bros, the answer is fix your balls and then come back.